Aye, Bob.
Okay. We're going to call the Tannehill County Planning Commission public hearing to order. Bob, you want to establish a quorum, please?
All right, Dave Stewart and Rick Caudell called. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, can you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the September 12th, 2016 Tannehill County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation for each site and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments or questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 application heard this evening will be voted upon next Monday, September 19th. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, the first one on the agenda and the only one is Arnold LLC. We ain't got none for next week either, do we?
Just one, yeah.
Okay.
This is case number 2016-21. The project is Armor LLC, garage door and doors and storm shelters. The applicant is Christian Sally. The property is located at 2944 State Highway T, Branson, Missouri. And we'll zoom in on it here. It's in the Scott Township, Section 24, Township 23, Range 21. And, of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west view. The applicant's requesting the approval of a Division 3 special use permit, allowing for the relocation of the existing garage door and storm shelter business from the previous location at 1283 U.S. Business 65, Hollister, Missouri, to the applicant's residence, located at 2944 State Highway T. The subject property is approximately 2.1 acres per the assessor's information and is described as part of Tract 1 of the Meadow Spring Acres subdivision. Basically, it's all of Tract 1 lying east of the property that was given for Huntington Road off of State Highway T. The property in question currently contains the applicant's single-family residence, which was constructed in 1993, and the current application was approved for concept on August 15th. The applicant's requesting the Planning Commission approval, again, of a special use permit in order to allow the movement of his garage door and storm shelter sales and installation business. The applicant has indicated that the vast majority of his sales are currently conducted online, and he's further indicated that very little inventory will be kept on site. The business would essentially consist of a small home office and display area near State Highway T. As a part of this relocation, the applicant's requesting to also relocate two storm shelter display units to his personal residence. The applicant's indicated that this business display would include the pouring of an approximately 14-foot by 8-foot concrete pad, which would accommodate the two storm shelter displays and also a double-sided sign, 5x8 sign. The applicant has stated that the vast majority of the business will be conducted online, but that he is proposing to construct a small gravel parking area near the storm shelter display for the rare customer that wishes to view the storm shelter display units in greater detail. The movable display will be located within the White River Valley Electric Cooperative utility easement. The applicant has indicated that he's spoken with personnel from the electric cooperative and that they basically don't have an issue with it so long as they're not held liable for any possible damage that may occur during a storm event. The applicant's again seeking the approval of a special use permit in order to relocate his existing garage door and storm shelter sales and installation business to his existing residence. Basically, there's not going to be any outside employees that will be located at the residence, and the exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. As a part of this relocation, again, the applicant's requesting to relocate these storm shelter display units and also to construct a double-sided 5-foot by 8-foot sign. Pursuant to the provisions of Appendix E of the Development Guidance Code, this application actually wouldn't be viewed as a home occupation because the home occupation provisions really just allow for a 2-foot by 4-foot lighted nameplate sign. However, the way that the code book's written, it really does provide the Planning Commission the authority to approve this as a special use permit where it wouldn't be transferable. The applicant has stated that very little or no inventory will be kept on site. It's my understanding that the garage doors and storm shelters will be ordered online and essentially then installed on location. Pursuant to the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, of course, a special use permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Special use permits also cannot be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. The adjoining property, basically immediately to the north, of course, is State Highway T, with some light residential property being located further to the north. The adjoining property to the south is predominantly vacant and light residential. The adjoining property immediately to the east is the other lots within the Meadow Springs Acres subdivision. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is Huntington Drive, with primarily light residential and vacant properties to the west as well. In this instance, the staff really doesn't recommend additional buffering, quite simply because there really won't be a lot to buffer. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. The only item that will really differentiate this house from any other single-family residence will be the storm shelter display and sign. The applicant has indicated that the majority of the sales will occur online, but the occasional on-site sales would occur between the hours of 8 a.m. and supposed to say 5 p.m., correct? I don't know why I've got 9 p.m. here. The project received a score of 7 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 19. The relative policy receiving a negative score was use compatibility. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-21, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letter from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the White River Valley Cooperative shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. for the Armor LLC Storm Shelter Business Display has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And that should say all on-site sales shall occur between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And I apologize, that one is a mistake. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. This one is a mistake. And I should say five. And we've got just a brief video of the site. It's my understanding that the display would be located somewhere close to here, correct?
Right, probably just right of the power pole.
Okay. And just did a quick 360 here. That's all I have.
Okay. Chris, you want to come up and tell us or answer any questions? Or
yes, sir.
Have you got any literature on the storm shelters?
I didn't bring any in. I don't know storm shelters, no.
What's the brand name?
It's, rebranded. It's Mid-America Shelters.
Okay.
Yeah, they're made out of Sepulchre, Oklahoma. And I just rebranded onto my Armor LLC.
My mother has one in her garage that's similar to that little round one.
Yep.
Supposed to be able to get four people in there. That's,
yeah.
That's
You can probably get six in there, but yeah, four's.
Be real skinny.
Yeah.
Not the one. Not our
size. The one to the right.
Yeah.
What's that?
The storm shelter. Bring it back up, please.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a 4 foot round one, and then a 4 foot by 6.5 feet. Yeah, the one on the right, that's four feet deep and 6.5 feet wide.
So you can put that inside a closet.
You got something to anchor down. You got a concrete floor, sure.
Yeah, you got to build it to concrete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've done several.
So you don't do any of the manufacturing, you're just distributing, basically, and it's online. The garage door is the same way.
Right.
You're not going to have any inventory of those garage doors.
Very, very little. It'll be able to.
Little stuff.
Little stuff be able to fit in my garage.
Okay.
Did you bring any cards?
Yes, I did.
I'd like to have a card.
I mean, that's really the only questions I had was just if there was any manufacturing taking place or if you were just, you were basically just selling them.
Yep, just selling them.
Okay. And how many units do you plan on putting out?
Just those two.
Just two.
Just those two. And as I sell them, I just rotate them through. So.
Did you ever envision more than two at one point? Out there where that could be part of.
Not as part of display. I mean, I really don't. I think those would probably be the only two that I'll carry. It's possible if my manufacturer changes something and makes something little bit different, but I really don't think so.
Those are the only two models you sell, basically.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So unless there's another model comes up, you might add one or something.
Right.
Do you anticipate building a building, separate building or anything for display at any time?
For display, no.